So there's a letter sitting on your kitchen table that says the IRS intends to levy. And the question you're actually asking isn't a research question. It's, is this real or is it a scare tactic?
It's real. And we don't have to guess because the IRS publishes the count. In fiscal year 2025, the IRS requested 339,137 notices of levy on third parties.
339,137. Third parties meaning?
Meaning not you. Somebody who's holding your money, your bank, your employer, a client who owes you an invoice. The order goes to them, not to you.
And per day, that's what?
About 930 a day. And it was 313,792 the year before. So roughly an 8% increase year over year.
Hold on. 313,792 up to 339,137. But I thought the IRS lost a huge chunk of its workforce last year.
Roughly 27% in 2025, per TIGTA reporting. And yeah, that sounds like it shouldn't add up. Here's the resolution. Most of these levies aren't issued by a person. The data book credits two programs. One is the Automated Collection System, ACS, which works balance due cases from campuses. No revenue officer, no phone call. A case crosses a threshold and the system escalates it.
And the other?
Field collection. That's the human side. A revenue officer on larger or more complex balances who can move faster and reach further.
Okay, so the software doesn't take buyouts.
Right, which creates this lopsided thing for 2026. Harder than ever to get a human at the IRS on the phone, and no trouble at all for the IRS to reach your bank.
Let's slow down on what a levy actually grabs, because I think people picture a tow truck.
Almost none of this is that. The bank levy freezes what's in the account the day it arrives. A wage levy goes to your employer, and it's continuous. It takes everything above a small exempt amount out of every paycheck until somebody releases it. If you're self-employed, the IRS can levy accounts receivable, so the people who owe you money find out you have a tax debt. And through the Federal Payment Levy Program, it can take up to 15% of Social Security benefits and certain other federal payments.
Not the house, not the car.
Those are direct seizures. Separate process, far rarer. The third-party levy is the everyday tool precisely because nobody has to leave the building.
Okay. The part I want you to walk through carefully is the letter sequence. Because none of those 339,137 came out of nowhere, right?
Correct. Each one followed a mailed sequence required by law. CP-14 is the first bill. No enforcement power, and typically about 21 days before things advance. Then CP-501, CP-503, reminders. Still bills. But interest and the monthly failure to pay penalty, 0.5% a month, keep compounding in between.
Then CP-504, and that one has the scary name.
It says notice of intent to levy. And it does let the IRS take your state tax refund, but it is not the final notice. People panic at CP-504 and then relax when nothing happens, and that's backwards.
So the one that matters is...
LT-11, or Letter 1058. Final Notice of Intent to Levy, usually certified mail. That's the letter that starts a 30-day clock to request a collection due process hearing. And that's where the authority to levy banks and wages actually comes from.
LT-11, or Letter 10, 58, 30 days. And that clock runs from the date on the letter, not the day I opened it.
From the date on the letter.
Which is why the mail thing matters so much. The IRS can't legally levy an account with no notice at all. The final notice and the 30 days come first. But the notice goes to your last known address. So if you moved or you stopped opening the envelopes, the levy feels like it came out of the sky. It didn't. It was in the mail.
Say more about the hearing. That's Form 12153?
Form 12153. And it's free. A timely request forces an independent appeals review before the levy proceeds, and it generally pauses levy action during that review. You can also propose a payment plan or other resolution inside the hearing. Miss the 30 days, and you lose that pre-levy review.
Okay, and if it already hit?
Then the job changes from preventing to releasing. On a bank levy, your bank freezes the funds and holds them 21 days before remitting to the IRS. That window exists for exactly this. Full payment, a new agreement, documented hardship, or showing the levy was wrongful. Those are the grounds for a release.
21 days. And the wage levy?
Different animal. It doesn't stop on its own. And nothing comes back retroactively for pay that's already been taken. That's the honest, hard part.
All right, so what takes somebody out of the pipeline? Give me the menu.
Short-term plan if you can pay in full within 180 days. No setup cost, interest, and penalties still accrue. Then there's the guaranteed installment agreement, which is a real statutory program. Individuals owing $10,000 or less with all returns filed, and the IRS must approve it when the criteria are met.
Wait, what are the criteria? Because $10,000 or less can't be the whole list.
It's not. Individual income tax, balance of $10,000 or less, excluding penalties and interest. All returns filed, timely filed and paid the past 5 years with no installment agreement in that period. And you can pay in full within 3 years. That's a narrow gate. I'm not telling anybody they're through it.
Fair. Keep going.
Streamlined agreements up to $25,000. Up to $50,000 with direct debit, no detailed financial disclosure. Online long-term plan at $50,000 or less, up to 72 months, set up without calling. Currently not collectible if your financials show any payment creates hardship. Collection pauses, but the debt and interest stay. And offer in compromise, where the test is whether assets plus future income genuinely can't cover the debt. There's a $205 fee and 20% down on lump sum offers, both waived with low income certification. For context, the IRS accepted roughly 1 in 5 offers in FY 2024.
1 in 5. So 4 out of 5 didn't land.
Which is why the math has to be run properly rather than hopefully.
Last thing. When is this genuinely a do-it-yourself situation?
Front of the sequence, honestly. If you agree with the balance, it's under $50,000. Every return is filed. An online plan takes minutes and pulls you out of levy territory. Nobody needs to hire us for that.
And when does it stop being that?
Levy already served with the 21-day clock running. A continuous wage levy. A revenue officer assigned. Multiple unfiled years blocking every agreement. Payroll or business tax debt. Or a balance big enough that the offer and compromise math actually matters. In those, a missed CDP deadline or a financial statement that overstates what you can pay costs more than doing it right.
So today, what do you do today?
Find your newest IRS letter and read the code in the corner. If it's LT11 or letter 1058, write down the date and count your 30 days from it. Anything earlier, and you're still at the prevention stage. Then log into your IRS online account and confirm the balance, the years, and whether every return is filed. Filing compliance gates almost everything. Then pull 3 things together. Most recent return, all the notices, and a rough monthly income and expense picture.
And if you want a second set of eyes on it, Clarity's enrolled agents will review it free. 888-825-7779. Nobody can tell you how your case lands. What you control is when you engage. And that's the whole difference between the two versions of this story.